Public service announcement. Hey guys. So there are some changes happening at Camp Carlosophies, and these changes will impact you. I have been toying with the idea of shaking shit up around here for quite some time, and I just haven't really been sure of how that's going to look. So I've been experimenting with different types of interviews, moving away from the traditional format of, you know, the story, the plug, the takeaway, and on the couch, and moving into a more free kind of form interview. And then last week I interviewed Roz Isbell on human design. But now I've realized it's time for me to really own Carlosophies. And it's called Carlosophies, so from now on in, it's mostly going to be free flows. There might be episodes about a book club that I'm thinking of starting up. So if you're not in Show Up, Speak Up, or you're not a patron, I would be doing that, joining or signing up to Patreon and supporting me there. So there may be some interviews coming up on that side of things, but for the time being, it's just going to be a lot of free flow convos with an interview mixed in if I feel like there's something in the pot that needs stirring. Anyway, today's free flow convo is on self-fulfilling prophecy. I hope you enjoy. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow convo.
Okay, this was inspired by Carly Thompson Barry, who listened to the Keeping Good Company episode. Second round syndrome, where Lisa and I talked about our mastermind and how the second time around it didn't quite go to plan, and all the things that we had learned about ourselves through that process. And she had mentioned that she thought she had a fear of success, but she realizes through listening to that episode that it's actually a fear of failure. And it came up in the Keeping Good Company group or Show Up, Speak Up. Maybe it was in Show Up, Speak Up. You should join both, by the way. About how sometimes we're so afraid of failure, and then we don't take the necessary action that we need to in order to have success, because we're kind of more comfortable in it. And it raised, and I actually spoke about that, because I've left the cards on the table for pretty much everything I've ever created. I've never gone all in on anything until very recently, until this round of the mastermind and my event, where I followed up and I did all the things necessary to have success, which I wasn't willing to do before because nothing really felt worth it. Therefore, I was just really creating failure. It was inevitable because I wasn't putting my whole heart into anything for the fear that it would be broken if it didn't work. And so there I was, living in this perpetual cycle of failure. See what I'm saying? So in trying to, like, I was so afraid of failure, but my actions were actually keeping me in there. Why am I saying it to the car? I'm saying it to my friends.
Why?
I'm recording it. Okay. So it got me thinking about self-fulfilling prophecies, or SFP, as I like to call them. And they're real, right? We just jumped on the first of our mastermind calls, Lisa and I saw it in action. I saw it in full flight. One of the women that I'm working with is struggling with consistency. Oh my God, do I hear her or what? Because I had that consistency story going for such a long time. I knew what I had to do in order to have success, but I wasn't willing to do it because what if I put all my heart into it and it didn't work? So I'm not sure that I'm actually afraid of success. I'm pretty sure I'm still afraid of failure. But sometimes it's a safer option. So, because if you do go all in and it doesn't work, then that's real failure, right? Not pretend failure. But then is it even failure? And I guess what I've come to realize through creating this podcast is that there is really no such thing as failure, only failure to honor ourselves, you know? And that really is a failure. So, self-fulfilling prophecy, this particular chick in the mastermind, I could see, like I looked at some of the things that she's created and there hasn't been any level of consistency because, oh my God, it's like people around us are a mirror to ourselves, right? And so for me, this was the story of my life. I never really stuck at anything long enough to see success. I would throw something out there, immediate feedback was underwhelming, and I would go, oh no, this isn't for me, try something else. And this has been something that has been a cycle that I've definitely found myself in. And through talking with this woman, it was so interesting because she was afraid of failure, but her actions were actually attracting it. So that is the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like what we resist persists. We're resisting failure, and then in some fucked up way, we're actually creating it for ourselves by not taking the action that we need to. What's up, Bob? Okay. So I just want you to have a look at some things. So this is not just in failure, right? Like this is in all of our lives. So the thing that we want most from what I'm learning about myself is often we want to feel seen, we want to feel acknowledged, we want to feel significant. And we're looking for that externally, but we're also creating our, you know, we're also creators in that we're creating the world around us by the way that we interact with it. And that can be really confronting, right? Because who wants to take full ownership of their lives, particularly when you've had a lot of shit happen to you? It's not like it's almost victim shaming or something. But I know from my own experience, if I am really brutally honest with myself, the things that haven't worked are things that I have subconsciously created or unconsciously created due to fear that I had. So, you know, my fear, one of my fears has been around invisibility and not feeling seen. And then that causes resentment and all kinds of hideous feelings that go attached to that. But I have also created that for myself in some ways. If I take full responsibility, I have a tendency to leave things until the very last minute and not concrete down any plans. So for example, if I'm traveling to Melbourne, this is like a totally mundane, thing that happens in my life, experience that happens all the time, and I do nothing to change it, but it'll highlight, right, this self-fulfilling prophecy thing. So what I really want is for somebody to see me and to see that if I'm coming to Melbourne, I might need a lift, and instead of having to ask, I'd rather just somebody see that I, you know, and step in and offer. And I feel like we do this a lot, right? Like we're not really that great at asking, particularly as women, for what we want. So I'll actually go into kind of hiding and I won't announce that I'm coming to Melbourne, but then I'm expecting something to change. I'm expecting somebody to know fucking through telepathy or something that I'm coming to Melbourne and I'd really like them to pick me up. So instead I don't lock down any plans because I'm afraid of rejection. So I don't put out an offer to come and meet me or anything. So I end up flying down and just spending time with my parents, which isn't a bad thing, but not really making any plans beyond that because I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of not being seen, not being valued by people. So it's easier for me not to put an offer out there than to put an offer out there and have it rejected. Therefore, I'm creating my own invisibility because I'm never throwing out invites for people to come to my party. It was the same with the Office Collective on a business scale. I created this thing within an inch of its life, and I was so emotionally attached to it. But then I didn't really send out any invites, and I certainly didn't ask people to come. I mean, I did in half-assed ways, nothing that was really all in. So, self-fulfilling prophecy, SFP, very real. Have a think about the areas of your life where you feel things are lacking at the moment. And then have a think about full ownership. Is it possible that your actions are actually creating that in any way? It's confronting, but I think you might be surprised. With that fear of failure, what are you doing to avoid failure? Be really honest with yourself. Are you leaving cards on the table? Are you throwing out invites, or are you making it super personal and all about you? Because if there's one thing that I've done over the years, it is absolutely 100% make everything about me. And it is, and it isn't. It's about me. If I want to be visible, I need to be visible first to myself. I need to speak up when... You know, I need to be throwing my hat in the ring more often. Anyway, I have arrived at my destination, and metaphorically and possibly literally and maybe metaphorically, I should say. But just have a think on that. Like, have a think on what you're really craving right now in your life, and how are you denying it to yourself? How are you creating a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because what we resist persists. So if you were to let go of that resistance, then who knows, you might just actually get what you want. All right, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.